This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. This is David Samuel coming to you with another nugget.
Welcome everybody to another nugget. My coaching has been an evolution, and it's only recently when a lightning bolt hit me as to exactly what has changed over the years for me as a coach. I've always had a clear philosophy on how I wanted to teach and what was world-class tennis. And since I'm a pretty strong personality, I'm enthusiastic and eager to help players master this philosophy. I would say that I was a bit of a whirlwind and somewhat irresistible, and many players did extremely well because, frankly, the philosophy works. I'd had a lot of success in my career before I began coaching Liam Brody. Very quickly we were successful as my philosophy was followed, and whilst I'm known as a good mental coach, the reality is I'm as much a technical coach as I am a mindset coach, and a firm believer that competence is a huge part of mental toughness. For various reasons, we split for 16 months before Liam came back, keen to rekindle our past success. It was a difficult road back, but things did turn around again, and from 440, he returned to around the 150 mark. But then we got stuck, and then he had a very tough year in 2018. Dropping outside 300 again with 18 first round losses. This was a very low moment, and I'd say for both of us, belief wobbled. And I think he actually considered packing it in. But I was adamant in my mind that a Ferrari does not become a Skoda. He was just a sick Ferrari performing like a Skoda. No disrespect to Skodas, which are excellent cars, but they are not racing cars. Certainly, he had things that needed improving to take us forward, and we were working hard at this, and he was close to 200 again when COVID hit. During COVID, I expanded my knowledge yet again, completing an executive coaching diploma, and I created an online course called Mindset College. When you create something like that, it really does hone your philosophy and, you know, really sharpens the mind, because at the end of the day, what you're putting out there is going to be scrutinized, and so you better be confident that it's going to stand up to that scrutiny and that you can be very proud of it as the author. Certainly, I had a lot more patience with Liam than I'd had with other players, and I do wonder how well previous players would have done with my expanded experience. But that's life. You only know what you know at the time that you're living in, and, you know, it's a good thing that, you know, that if you're evolving, you always look back and go, you know what, I've come a long way since then, so we should be continuing to evolve all the time. Certainly, Liam had matured further during COVID, and I think respected the privilege of playing tennis as a living far more when it was taken away from him. And things started to fall in place that would lay the foundations for him to move into the top 100. I've realized that the number one change in me was to no longer try and teach Liam or anybody anything, but rather to adapt fully to him as a person and just lay out choices, have discussions about what I believe would help him go forward, and then to sit back and have at the time what I thought to be patience in waiting for him to figure things out for himself and trust him to implement as he grew in competence and confidence in whatever we were working on. The epiphany was when I realized that this was no longer patience, but actually this was the process. It is the process of teaching and learning. The ability to allow things to come to us as he became ready to embrace them with confidence. And that teaching is actually adapting to the pupil and their speed of learning. Not wanting progress on some particular timetable that we make up, or grooming the pupil to be somebody who listens to the teacher. This is certainly another step forward in letting go of the ego and understanding the true role of teaching is actually amazing. I'm so grateful for this insight. And I truly believe that as we focus on self-awareness over time, if we give ourselves space to reflect, then the gems of perception and knowledge we acquire have an opening to land. The nuggets this week are simply clarity, which is a huge element in what we need for peace of mind, and that once we are aware of a process, it is no longer a matter of patience, but actually a way of being. Thank you very much, and speak to you again next week.
Podcast Network.